ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibration, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. Now, to begin our broadcast podcast, I'd like to give you the introduction. Music is like poetry and has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definition. News can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I'm asking you, the listener, to pull back our musical curtain to see and hear the contribution of our diaspora, and you're sure to find our Quest moment, where we attempt to make waves, indeed vibrations. So I thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Now, this morning, we're going to start out a little bit different by shuffling the deck. This week, we open our show with Justin Hill, who will feature Bill Russell for his Diamond segment. Walter features Walter Pierce, will feature another Diamond that's not so well known, Pija Alestine, for our Definition segment. He continues informing us about financial literacy by defining what a 529 account is. And finally, our curtain segment will feature Horace Silver. So, without any further ado, I would like to bring on our youngest and newest student host, Mr. Justin Hill. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Take it away.
History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. I am Justin Hill, and I will be answering the segment of Bill Russell. Bill Russell was born on February 12, 1934. His greatest accomplishment was bringing the school Celtics 11 championships in his 13 seasons. While Bill Russell was playing basketball, he got drafted into the Boston Celtics in 1956. When he had a career in basketball, he retired in the year of 1969. And again, I am Justin Hill.
Thank you very much. I'd like to leave it right there and turn it over now to our other student host, Mr. Walter Pierce. Walter, good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. And again, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply. You are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond for this week is on Peju Alatis, and she is an interdisciplinary artist, architect, and author of two novels. She started her professional career as an architect while running a private art studio. These days, she is a leading voice in contemporary art on the African continent. Her practice is relentlessly experimental and labor intensive. She produces work across a variety of mediums, techniques, and materials, including but not limited to painting, film, installations, and sculptures. Her work is also political, often asking damaging questions of and provoking reflections about the times, the state of affairs at home and abroad. Alatis' work has in the past explored exploitative labor practices in Nigeria, child rights with a focus on young girls, state-sanctioned violence against citizens, migration, and the policies that ensure that many die at sea, seeking a better life. Alatis produces through the lens of spirituality, leaning towards an ancient storytelling traditions and crafting alternative social images. In 2020, Alatis was selected as an exhibiting artist for the Venice Architecture Award by Curator. In 2018, Alatis, the founder of the Alternative Artist Initiative and Incubatory Artist Collective, that offers training programs, residences to young, emerging artists. She was also selected as one of the exhibiting artists at Nigeria's debut pavilion at the Venice Art Biennial, and where she showed Flying Girls, which was an installation of 8 life-size sculptures of little girls amidst a flurry of birds and leaves with wings on their back, dreaming of a brighter future, and exhibited with the sound installation of little girls playing. And that concludes my segment on Peju Alatis. Just to sum up what I've went over today, you know, again, somebody that probably nobody really knows that's listening right now, but the important thing to know is, you know, what her purpose is, especially coming from Africa, living there, and what she has wanted to achieve in her art, which was to spark questions and to show positivity, show perseverance with young children, especially in Nigeria, where she what came from. And, you know, to be given the type of recognition she has given, and I found out about her recently, and, you know, she is somebody that I believe a lot of people should start to look up, you know, look up some of her art, because it is very beautiful, and you'll probably like what you see. But besides that, that concludes my segment, again, on Peju Alatis, and you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU.
is titled Sophisticated Hippie. But without any further ado, I'd like to bring in Mr. Shelton Harris. And Mr. Harris, I'd like for you to speak to the Boston Celtics, Bill Russell, and his involvement in civil rights and being an advocate in that particular area during that era of time playing for the Boston Celtics, if you can recall.
Yeah, but personally, I was always against the Boston Celtics for a number of other reasons. But when it came to Bill Russell, he was really, everybody wanted to talk about the greatest of all times, and they based that concept on the amount of championships that they won. Boston won 11 championships in 13 years, and no one else has even come close to either one of those records. And Bill Russell had won won two of them as a player coach. See, a lot of people don't, like, understand how deep he was, and he was a firm advocate for black equality. You know, being in Boston, I'm sure he ran into a lot of anti-personality things. I'm not going to get into it too deep. But he was a real advocate for black power, black activism. And he was a good brother, and he's still around. He needed to get his flowers and stuff while he can still smell them.
That's right. I would totally agree. I'm going to put you on the spot, Mr. Harris. Pija Altis, and she is an artist, a poet, writer, architect, and I don't know if you've ever heard of her before, but Walter was kind enough to present her as a diamond this week. And what did you think about
both
Justin and Walter's presentation for their diamond segment this morning so far?
Yeah, well, they're very informative, both of them. You know, and the sister from Nigeria, it's just another way of showing that we kind of understand that we've been in the forefront of creativity and stuff all through world history. And the fact that we have to pick out individuals, say, see, he could do that. See, he could do that. You know, these are some of the things that we need to understand that any of us can do that. And it's good that we ping on people that we haven't heard of before. And it just increases our knowledge on how great we can be if we truly want to.
Thank you so much. I want to bring in the Black Librarian. Good morning, Mr. Tamir Davis. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
The floor is yours.
About Bill Russell?
Yes.
What do you
question
want?
Or comment as it pertains to Bill Russell and the sister from Nigeria?
The sister from Nigeria, I appreciate a lot of her work. My wife was telling me about her. My wife's from Nigeria, so she's well appreciated. And all of the efforts that she engaged in terms of civil rights or rights for all and humanitarianism was really great, and I appreciate Walter's report. Got to be honest, I'm not familiar with sports. I'm really not, so I can't really comment on Bill Russell. I can appreciate the report that was received from Mr. Harris.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hey, everybody online, the Black Librarian is almost speechless for a moment.
And I know when it comes to sports, yes. I got to be honest with you. All I know is what I don't know.
There you go.
But you know what? It takes an intelligent person to actually be able to say that, my brother, because
yeah.
So many people pretend or try to put on the show.
Now, I'm going to let you know, even librarians have limitations.
That's all right, but you have access to finding out.
Man,
I want to bring in...
No problem. No problem.
No, we'll come back to you, of course. But right now, good morning, Tanisha. What did you think about the two presentations brought to us by Justin Hill and Walter Pierce this morning.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I guess the same thing. I guess what I got from everything, each one teach one, because I don't know, I didn't know too much about neither one of them. So that's why I love our show, because we get to learn about so many dynamic people, and we could take from their blueprint and actually, you know, talk with our own situations. So I thought it was very interesting, especially the sister in Nigeria, you know, the concept, how she took art and really, like, art is very powerful, and especially living in the city of Newark, how to use art. And it's very intriguing, because I know, like, one of the major projects that they wanted to do with Seth Boyden, which is in the South Ward, they actually wanted to tear that down and actually take away low-income housing, and they want to replace it with part like rail, and also they want to build a studio, actually like a movie studio down there where people could actually make movies. And I think that's very interesting, like how you take from one, but then you gain it from another point. And I guess from the sisters, like, how can we take the ideas from who we did in the past and be able to create, like, our own way of living? And it's like, how can we truly, like, for instance, we always talk about finances. How can we buy back the block and make our communities look the way that it is? Because that's, like, ultimate gentrification. And how can we take the knowledge that we teach everybody every day to implement it in our own communities so we can stay and benefit from, you know, the fruits of our neighborhood. So, yeah. And I guess
okay.
It goes back to the basketball player, too, because how he fought and he persevered through it, and he's still great. So I guess we got to take our greatness and keep it pushing.
Okay. But I like your transitioning into relevant things that are going on and happening in the city of Newark. And with that being said, I'd like to turn it back over to Walter so he may continue with the flow of the show. Let it go, Mr. Walter Pierce, our student host.
Thank you. And now to get into my second segment of today, I would like to get into definitions. And see, this segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And see, weekly for this show, we're going to try to incorporate financial literacy into a segment that we do. And for this week, it is the 529 plan or 529 account. And basically, a 529 plan is an investment account that offers tax-free benefits when used to pay for qualified education expenses for designated beneficiary. So what that basically means is it's an investment account where you can invest money in, and it offers tax-free benefits if the money is used for education, to pay for education, educational needs, things of that nature. And this savings account will actually have minimal impact on your financial aid eligibility. So, you know, a little bit background about it. Education savings plans were first created in 1986 when the Michigan Education Trust, MET, or MET, established a prepaid tuition plan. More than a decade later, Section 529 was added into the Interval Revenue Code, authorizing tax-free status for qualified tuition programs, also known as 529 plans. And today, there is now 100 different 529 plans available to suit a variety of education savings needs. So, yeah, basically, I really brought this up because I actually have one of these accounts. And what you could do is you can invest money into the account. And it works similar, if you know what a Roth IRA is, it works similar to that. And by investing your after-tax contributions into mutual funds, so it will actually, you will have your own portfolio and it will invest your money into other good investments that will allow for you to make even more money for the account. And a question a lot of people probably have is, you know, what if you can't pay the monthly, what if you can't afford monthly payments every month? And basically, most of the plans that you could get, as long as you just pay the initial fee, rest of them you could just put as much as you want whenever you want. So you're not tied down to a monthly payment for your account. And, yeah, that's really what I have for this week on our definition segment for 529 plan. And, you know, this is really for a lot of the kids out there that are going to college or even before college, because you could use it for other education payments before college. If you go to, like, a private that uses tuition, you could use it for that as well. So, again, thank you for listening to my segment on 529 plan, and this is student host Walter Pierce.
Walter, I'm going to bring Tanisha back in, and while you were referring to students being aware of this, parents are really the ones that can probably benefit from this particular financial literacy tidbit of a 529 account. And Tanisha, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about this particular information as it pertains to a college endowment or saving for children? What do you think?
I think that's great, especially myself as a mother, because one of my daughters is actually going to high school next year, and definitely it will help, you know, for me to invest in her future, you know, for her college, especially, you know, for her not to be in debt. And I think that's the biggest thing with a lot of, you know, African-Americans, is that a lot of us are caught up in, you know, in educational debt. And then that weighs on us, because that weighs on our credit, you know, especially if you want to start buying houses or, you know, just improving the way of life. And that's something that's it's an investment and it's a tool. So that's a very important tool to know. And it makes me want to do more research about it. So I thank you for that, Walter, for that bit of information, so I could do more research on it, so I could better my children's life. Thank you.
Okay. We want to bring in the Black Librarian, Mr. Tamir Davis. What do you think about that 529 account and information that Walter has presented to us this morning?
Yeah, I recall, because my daughter goes to Team Academy, while she was going to one of the kids' schools, and they introduced the 521 plan while she was attending the school, so we applied for that. And when asked about it earlier, I said, I was just getting up. So, yeah, so we are familiar with the 529 plan. But the thing that I have is the question I have. I know you Walter, may mention that it's similar to the Roth IRA. The question that I have, I know with the Roth IRA, if you withdraw monies prior to 59 and a half, there would be like a tax penalty for doing that. Is it the same for, say, for example, if the parents did save up for the students to go to school and the student decide to not attend college? Some students may find a good job before they go to college and make a career, what have you. Not saying that I'm against students from going to college. But if a student chooses, once they mature at the age of 21 or 22, can they withdraw it without any penalty? Would there be a penalty if they withdraw, if they don't go to college?
Thank you for that. And there actually is some penalties that could be waived because of that if they don't.
Okay.
And, you know, it's things like if you go to the military or things of that nature, the penalty could be waived. And also if don't want a penalty at all, you could also just transfer the name or the beneficiary to another person or another child who needs it. And you could put it into your own name, and that allows for, you know, the penalty to be waived again from if you want to withdraw money. So there is, you know, those different options that you could have if you decide not to go to college.
Okay, thanks so much.
Good job. Let's bring in Mr. Harris. Any comments, questions about the 529 account and saving?
Well, first thing, this is like my first time hearing about that. I know there was other different accounts that was available, but this is a wonderful thing for people to start considering, especially if you're like a young parent and your kids are younger. So when you do, when you are able to put a little bit of money aside, you can put it in that account for your kids for when they go to college. Because like Tanisha was saying, the biggest problem we have with education is the debt that we accrue by going to school. You know, and these are the things that we're trying to eliminate as much as possible. You know, and that's a very good program. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to pass that on.
Okay. Disseminating information is what we do. And as we continue, I have a song for my father.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, particularly the adults in the audience, I want you to remember that there's always lessons that can be learned, and you're never too old to learn. Now, with the sound of the music in the background, I'd like to present to you another Aesop fable, where we get an opportunity to pay attention and listen and maybe learn from an Aesop fable. This particular fable, now, the whole moral of this, the lesson here is appearances can be or are deceptive. Now, an ant nimbly running about in the sunshine in search of food came across a chrysalis that was very near to its time of change. Now, the chrysalis moved its tail and thus attracted the attention of the ant, who then saw for the first time that it was alive. "Poor, pitiful animal," cried the ant disdainfully. "What sad fate is yours? While I can run hither and there at my pleasure, and if I wish, ascend the tallest tree, you lie imprisoned here in your shell, with the power only to move a joint or two of your scaly tail." The chrysalis heard all of this, but did not try to make any reply. Now, a few days after and later, the chrysalis, when the ant passed by that way again, nothing but the shell remained. Now, the ant, wondering what had become of its contents, he felt himself suddenly shaded and fanned by the gorgeous wings of a beautiful butterfly. "Behold in me," said the butterfly. "You much pitied and pitied me, my friend. Boast now of your powers to run and climb as long as you can, and get me to listen." So saying, the butterfly rose in the air and borne, along and aloft of the summer breeze, was soon lost to the sight of the ant forever. So the butterfly rose up his wings and put shade on the ant with its wings and flew off after saying a few words, you know, like, "How dare you talk about me?" Okay, so it flew off into the sky. I'd like to bring in Walter. What did you think about that particular? And Justin, you're going to be next. I hope you're still there. Right. Walter, what did you think about that particular fable?
It made me think of, you know, protection and making sure, you know, you take care of everybody that you could. And, yeah, just in that nature, that's really what I got from it, you know, just taking care of others and protecting. I got from it.
Okay. Justin, did you take away any particular lesson from it?
Could you say it again? I didn't hear you.
Okay. Now, of course, I'm not going to read the whole fable, but it was about an ant who thought that a caterpillar, which was going through its metamorphosis in the chrysalis stage, right, as it hadn't changed and turned into a butterfly. So the ant actually thought he felt pity and he felt sorry for the chrysalis, and not knowing that the caterpillar was going through a metamorphosis, a change to turn into a butterfly. He felt sorry for the chrysalis, right, before it turned into the butterfly, and came back later only to find out that the ant was being, you know, I'm so pitiful, you can't go anywhere, you are stuck inside a shell, you know. And so the butterfly, you went through its metamorphosis and changed and turned into a butterfly, and looked at the ant and said, "Now who's pitiful?" What do you think about it?
I think that you can't judge people. That's what I think.
Okay. And you know what? This is a free thought program, so that's a good answer. And yeah, I think you're right on point with the moral being appearances are deceptive. Let's bring in the Black librarian. Mr. Tamir Davis, what did you think about that particular fable?
I agree with Justin. You can't judge. I mean, he hit it right on the nail. In terms of what's for you is for you and for you alone. And God blesses every created, all of his creations to do what he wills them to do, not what we want it to do. So the ant needed to stay in its own lane and be an ant and let the caterpillar go through its metamorphosis, because that's the way God made it, the caterpillar, and God made the ant and blessed the ant to do what the ant is capable of doing as per God's will. So
okay.
Every creation has to stay in its own lane and judge not.
Okay. Mr. Harris?
Yes, I was kind of feeling, you know, in the same vein, you know, because the ant was judging the caterpillar by an ant's mindset, not understanding that the caterpillar was something completely different, and was feeling sorry for somebody who was really glad that they were having a metamorphosis and changing into something else. You know, and sometimes we put our own thoughts and stuff on other people, thinking they're doing something wrong, when actually you just don't understand what's going on with them at all.
Tanisha, any comments or questions as it pertains to the particular fable?
Yeah, what I got from it is know who you are, because at the end of the day, the caterpillar knew who he was, so he didn't have to prove himself to anybody. And through life, that's how we have to remember who we are. We have to remember our strengths and understand our weaknesses to better ourselves and use it in a way that our weakness will be like our metamorphosis, our change, so we can be better. And just know who you are and stick to the game and be consistent. That's what I got from it.
Wow. Yeah, because all of our weaknesses can turn into strengths if we do indeed work on them without any more music in between, because it's time for our musical segment of Curtain. I'd like to give Walter a heads up and say, Walter, get ready, because it's time for our segment of Curtain. And Curtain is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtain of the stage. You see, many recording artists and companies have grown rich from the support of the community. But what benefits has the community gained from the artist? Curtains is a review of the musical growth and history. It's the impact of a particular style and genius on the general moods and attitude of the listening audience. Musical and lyrical and social consciousness as presented by the artist over a period of time between single and music releases. Curtain serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of a particular artist's, in this particular day, his genius and his involvement in influencing all people's style and creativity in the world today. Take it away, Walter.
Yes, and thank you for that introduction. And now, to continue on with my Curtain segment of today, it is Horace Silver. And see, during the mid-1950s, Silver was heard on records with Stan Getz, Miles Davis, and Art Blakey, and he co-founded the most typical hard bop group of the 1950s, the Jazz Messengers, with the latter. Silver then formed his own series of excellent quintets. Instead of having an ensemble statement only at the beginning and end of a piece, the middle being simply a container for improvised solos, Silver wrote ensemble passages positioned within and between improvised solos, and he further arranged his music by using repeating accompaniment patterns instead of controversial comping.
Silver's best known and longest lived quintet from 1958 to 1964 had trumpeter Blue Mitchell and tenor saxophonist Junior Cook. But over the years, Silver also employed many other outstanding musicians, including saxophonist Joe Henderson and Michael Brecker, trumpeters Art Farmer and Randy Brecker, and drummers Roy Brooks and Al Foster. Silver's best known compositions include The Preacher, Senor Blues, Song for My Father, Sister Sadie. Silver exerted a wide influence, touching many pianists and jazz organists within the blues derived aspects of his playing. And also to add on to Horace Silver, you know, he has his own foundation. You know, he passed away recently, June 18, 2014. I mean, he passed away years back, but he had his own foundation in his name, which provided for a lot of disadvantaged youth in our community. And, you know, he was just somebody who also cared about people as well, alongside with his music. And, you know, that's really what we have to highlight about people as well, about our musicians who give us great music and also give back to the people that support them. That's what I constantly preach on this show of, you know, why I talk about these certain curtains and certain people because of what they do behind the curtain as well. And, you know, also Horace Silver is actually a good friend of one of the close friends of my mom's, actually. So that's also where I got the inspiration from. So yeah, there we go. And, you know, again, Horace Silver, rest in peace his soul. And that concludes my segment on curtains. And again, I'm thankful that you tuned in to my segment on 89.5 WSOU.
And now, Sister Sadie.
She thought that she was real slick. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since I bought the border down.
Sister Sadie never worried. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down.
She just faces around the floor. She don't have any mind no more. She just stands and twists her face. With a frown on her face. Sister Sadie was a hottie. Always had lots of money. Then she ran into Alfonso Brown. She hasn't been the same since Alfonso put her down.
Wow, what a impactful show and very informative. I'd like to bring on Mr. Calvin Pierce, and just give us feedback, question, or comment about today's podcast. What do you think? How do you feel? Okay. Let's continue on. And Tanisha, today's podcast broadcast, what do you think? How do you feel?
It was a wonderful show. It very informative. Learned a lot of great information. And like I said, we just got to keep up the good work and keep teaching.
Okay. Thank you so much for your input and your participation, indeed, every week. We want to bring in our number one fan, Val. Any question, comment, or just take it away. Good morning.
Good morning, Quest. And thank you for introducing us to the 529 account. And as Walter was speaking, I saw that there's other besides just your undergrad you can use the funds for. Like he said, the K-12 tuition for private schools, but you can also use the funds for graduate school if you're part of an apprentice program and need to pay for supplies for that, vocational schools, and also educational loan repayment. So there's quite a few things you can do with that 529 savings account. And as always, I want to stress the GIG investment group, and that's the Smart Cooperative Investment Group, gig4u@gmail.com, any inquiries. And
okay.
Wonderful show, and have a great weekend, rest of the weekend, everyone.
Thank you for your participation. Indeed, every week, always welcome. Justin, I want to bring you in here and tell us what you thought about today's show, quickly.
I thought that it was good with the information that Walter gave us.
Okay. We'll take that and run with it, and thank you for your input on Bill Russell and the information that you provided. I just want to let you know that you've done a great job here this morning. And I want to bring in the Black Librarian, Mr. Tamir Davis. Have we satisfied you with the therapy that you need every week?
I'll be good for the rest of the week. I'll be back next week for more therapy. Great show.
Okay. Well, we definitely welcome you. And we appreciate your participation and being an integral part of our program. As I continue on, I'd like to bring in Mr. Shelton Harris. Mr. Harris, I want you to reply to Horace Silver and some of the selections that were played here today. And just what do you think overall? Horace Silver, the show, take it.
Well, of course, the show, I always love everything we do every week. You know, but Horace Silver in particular, I got hip to Horace Silver at a very young age. My uncle Charlie, you know, rest in peace, but he hit me to all kinds of jazz artists when I was a preteen. And, you know, so I garnered a love for jazz back at a young age. And I always had an affinity for piano players for some reason. I could never play the piano, but I liked other people that could. And Horace Silver was always one of my favorites. And we played a song today called The Sophisticated Hippie. That was a Horace Silver, like, tribute to Duke Ellington, because that's who he referred to Duke Ellington as, the Sophisticated Hippie. And this is like the regular show. It's like we do this every week. And, you know, just like Tamir was saying, the best thing that you know is that there's some things that you don't know. And I learn something every week, and thank all of y'all for that.
Okay. I want to thank you for your input and participation and ask Walter to close us out right now. Take it away, Walt.
I would like to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. Quest Youth Radio is the
everybody.
Best.
You
radio.
Radio.
I've had a little talk with my stomach, and I've decided to treat him right.
mutual agreement, and I think at last we both seen the light. The proper food and drink I shall give him, that he may do his job successfully, and render every organ of his body free from lack of strength and energy. A little talk with my lungs, and I've decided to treat them right. We've made a mutual agreement, and I think at last we've both seen the light. Fresh air and exercise I shall give them, that they may do their job successfully, and render to this dissipated body channels to a new vitality. You right.